The barn door banged open as Gil, one of the male counselors, burst through it.
Owen, there's a fight we need your help with.
He didn't wait to see if Owen would come. He did. Owen Carr had the most experience with the troubled boys at Silver Creek, having worked with the at-risk boys for the past 7 years, since he'd been at the part therapeutic riding center, part rehabilitation center. He left the saddles where they were on the bench, left the horses in the stall, left everything, and followed Gil at a run.
"Is it one of my boys?"
he called after the other man.
"Stanley, he has a weapon."
Owen's heart sped at the same time he groaned. He increased his speed, leaving behind the horse barn and stalls, the cabin where he used to live, and the hay barn. He tore around the corner of the building to find a crowd of boys circling two others.
"Move," he called. "Now, boys, move aside."
No one dared disobey Owen when he spoke, whether it was in his normal, quiet way or in the intense bark he used now. The boys parted to reveal Stanley holding a homemade knife.
"Stanley," Owen said, "drop it right now."
The stick looked to have a piece of metal from a belt or a saddle strap attached to the end of it, and it glinted sharply in the September sun. Stanley glanced from the other boy to Owen.
"Mr. Carr?"
He swallowed. Owen strode forward, his nerves already preparing to be hurt. They fired on all cylinders as he got closer and closer to Stanley. He really didn't have time for this. He'd been 15 minutes away from finishing his work in the barn and leaving. He had an appointment to keep.
"Give me the knife, Stanley."
Owen stopped 5 feet from the teen, whose dark eyes seemed wild and scared.
"This doesn't end well if someone gets hurt. You can come over to the cabin and tell me what happened."
Owen met the other boy's eyes, and he didn't look nearly as afraid as Stanley did. Owen settled his weight on his back foot.
"What's going on?"
"He said he knew my sister,"
Stanley said, and Owen cringed. Stanley was fiercely protective of his family, and he hasn't yet grasped that it didn't matter what anyone else said about them.
"Said she was easy. Said all his friends had kissed her."
"So you thought you'd make him bleed over something that ain't true?"
Owen kept the sigh he wanted to add from escaping.
"Give me the knife, Stanley. This boy isn't worth it."
He glared at the other boy now, who wore a smirk. He'd gotten exactly what he wanted, and Owen hoped Stanley wouldn't suffer too much because of it. Stanley inched toward Owen until Owen could wrap his fingers around the boy's wrist. He did, as tight as he dared, and Stanley dropped the knife. Owen stomped on it, kept his grip on his boy, and turned to the crowd.
"Go on now. Get back to your chores."
He twisted toward the other boy.
"You're coming with me."
"You're not my counselor."
Owen growled and took 2 steps toward the boy, who flinched away. Satisfied, Owen pushed his cowboy hat lower over his eyes.
"Come on."
He spied Dr. Richards hurrying across the lawn, and he held his ground as the crowd dispersed.
"Owen?"
Dr. Richards panted.
"What's happened?" "Stanley was getting teased, and he fashioned some weapon."
He moved his boot to reveal the makeshift knife.
"To teach this other boy a lesson. I'll let you handle him."
Dr. Richards turned his gaze on the other boy and frowned.
"Gerard."
His eyes blazed with anger.
"You have to stop this."
He turned and headed back toward his office, the other boy in tow.
"My cabin," Owen said, nudging Stanley in that direction. "I thought you moved out." "I did."
Owen had lived there so long, he'd always think of it as his. Dr. Richards hadn't given it to anyone else, because Owen still oversaw the horses, still worked with the at-risk boys. His hours were the same, and Dr. Richards simply assigned the at-risk boys to his on-call counselors for after-hours emergencies. Because Marie had changed everything.